Isaiah 43:7 tells us that we were created for the glory of God. Hello, I'm Phil Sanders. This is a Bible study in search of the Lord's way. And today we're going to explore how God wishes for us to glorify His name. Stay with us.
In all the hurry and hustle and confusion of modern living, the Lord has the way. We believe that the Bible is the revelation of His way. We invite you to join us in search of the Lord's way with Phil Sanders.
Welcome to In Search of the Lord's Way. We search the Scriptures for the Lord's way. The Scriptures reveal the glory and majesty of God. Our Father in heaven is so much wiser than we are. He sees things that we can't see and knows things that we'll never know. We must trust in His wisdom. The Lord God said in Isaiah 55:8-9, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts." God will bless us and provide for us if we trust in Him and stay close to Him. He has prepared a home in heaven for us, and that's why we continue to search the Scriptures to find the Lord's way. Thanks for studying with us today. We want to be part of your life each week. We serve a glorious God. Ephesians 1:17 calls the God of our Lord Jesus Christ the Father of glory, and 1 Corinthians 2:8 calls Jesus the Lord of glory. In John 17:24, the Lord Jesus prayed, "Father, I desire that they also, whom you have given me, be with me where I am, so that they may see my glory which you have given me, for you loved me before the foundation of the world." I can only imagine how marvelous and awesome was the Father and the Son before the foundation of the world. Today we know something of that glory, because Jesus came into the world. Hebrews 1:3 says that Jesus is the radiance of His that is God's glory and the exact representation of His nature, and upholds all things by the word of His power. Now, if you'd like to study more about glorifying God, we offer this study free. If you'd like a printed copy of our study and live in the United States, mail your request to In Search of the Lord's Way, Post Office Box 371, Edmond, Oklahoma 73083, or send an email to searchtv@searchtv.org. Or you can call our toll-free telephone number. That number is 1-800-321-8633. Now, if you live outside the United States, we have materials free online, and you can stream this program on our website, searchtv.org, or on YouTube. The Edmond Church will now worship in song. We'll read from Revelation 4:8-11, and consider glorifying God. Our reading today is from the book of Revelation, chapter 4, verses 8-11, and these verses help us to see God as He truly is. "And the four living creatures, each one of them having six wings, are full of eyes around and within, And day and night they do not cease to say, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God, the Almighty, who was and who is and who is to come. And when the living creatures give glory and honor and thanks to Him who sits on the throne, to Him who lives forever and ever, the 24 elders will fall down before Him who sits on the throne and will worship Him who lives forever and ever, and will cast their crowns before the throne, saying, Worthy are You, our Lord and our God, to receive glory and honor and power. For You created all things, and because of Your will, they existed and were created. That is a wonderful observation about the glory of our Father in heaven. Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, we glorify Your name. We exalt You and know that You are hallowed. Help us, Father, always to love You, to do Your will. And Father, we know that You have given us all good things. This is our prayer in the name of Jesus. Amen. Solomon said in Proverbs 10, verse 1, that a wise son makes a glad father, but a foolish son is a sorrow to his mother. We all would like to please our parents and make them proud of our accomplishments. Being wise is not the same as being smart. In God's eyes, the person who is wise pays attention and follows the teaching of the Lord. The fool has his mind on himself and his own pleasures. Because the wise and the foolish have different mindsets and desires, they go in different directions. A wise son follows his father's teaching and pleases him, while a foolish son that follows worldly ways gives sorrow to his mother. Now, it's the same with Christians. Wise Christians pay attention and follow God, while foolish Christians pursue their own pleasures. The Lord Jesus contrasted two very different paths of life in the Sermon on the Mount. He said in Matthew 7:13-14, Enter by the narrow gate, for the gate is wide and the way is easy that leads to destruction. And those who enter by it are many. For the gate is narrow and the way is hard that leads to life, and those who find it are few. Don't you want to be wise and choose the path that leads to life? Now, you might have only a few who go with you, but it will glorify your Father in heaven and bless you eternally. The Apostle Paul said in 1 Thessalonians 2:11-12, For you know how, like a father with his children, we exhorted each one of you and encouraged you and charged you to walk in a manner worthy of God, who calls you into his own kingdom and glory. Paul both encouraged and challenged the Thessalonians to have lives worthy of God. The Lord called us through the gospel into his kingdom and his glory. God has forgiven us, made us his children, made us citizens of his kingdom, and promised us a home in heaven. We must remember who we are and how we live as children of God and heirs of the kingdom of heaven. 1 Corinthians 10:31 says, "Whether then you eat or drink or whatever you do, do all to the glory of God." Everything we do ought to say thank you to God. It ought to reflect God's love and holiness. It ought to say to the world, "I belong to God and live to serve Him." Well, how do we do this? Of course, the most obvious way we glorify God is through our worship. Hebrews 13:15 says, "Through Him then let us continually offer up a sacrifice of praise to God. That is the fruit of lips that acknowledge His name." Our songs and prayers, the words of our lips, praise God. We worship to glorify God, to proclaim to the world His greatness. We also glorify God by bearing fruit. The Lord Jesus said in John 15:8, "My Father is glorified by this, that you bear much fruit, and so prove to be my disciples." Well, how do we bear fruit? We do it by being as much like the Lord Jesus as we can. We too seek to save souls by pointing them to the Lord Jesus and His gospel. We preach and teach to everyone who will listen. And we bear fruit by caring for the needy. The Lord Jesus on the day of judgment will say to those who served Him, "Come, you who are blessed by my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me food. I was thirsty, and you gave me drink. I was a stranger, and you welcomed me. I was naked, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you visited me. I was in prison, and you came to me." Matthew 25:34-36. You see, when we serve others, we serve Christ and glorify God as the lover of all people. We are to be the salt of the earth and the light of the world to those who surround us. We are people who make life brighter, purer, more loving, and more peaceful. The Lord urges us in Matthew 5:14-16, "You are the light of the world. A city set on a hill cannot be hidden, nor does anyone light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a lampstand, and it gives light to all who are in the house. Let your light shine before men in such a way that they may see your good works and glorify your Father who is in heaven." When we bless others around us by serving the Lord, they see the good that we do and thank God for us. Serving the Lord as Christians opens the door for people of the world to see God's love and goodness. Now, even when people don't understand us or appreciate us, they know love and kindness when they see it. The early Christians faced great persecution from the pagan nations surrounding them. They had to earn the respect of their neighbors because people believed that they were evil. Peter encouraged the Christians in 1 Peter 4:12-16. He said, "Beloved, do not be surprised at the fiery trial when it comes upon you to test you, as though something strange were happening to you. But rejoice insofar as you share Christ's sufferings, that you may also rejoice and be glad when His glory is revealed. If you're insulted for the name of Christ, you're blessed, because the Spirit of glory and of God rests upon you. But let none of you suffer as a murderer or a thief or an evildoer or as a meddler. Yet if anyone suffers as a Christian, let him not be ashamed, but let him glorify God in that name." Now, we may suffer for our faith, but we never have to be ashamed to wear the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. By holding fast to our faith and values, we glorify the name of Jesus Christ. Now, the best thing you can do as a Christian to win the respect of your neighbors is to show the love of Christ and do what is right. Those who don't understand our faith may insult you, may curse you, and may slander you publicly. Do what is right anyway. Glorify God because you belong to Him and love Him. Paul said in 2 Thessalonians 1, 11-12, "To this end we always pray for you, that our God may make you worthy of His calling and may fulfill every resolve for good and every work of faith by His power, so that the name of our Lord Jesus may be glorified in you and you in Him, according to the grace of our God and the Lord Jesus Christ." Now, the devil will tempt you and make every effort to tear you away from your faith, but stand strong with the Lord. 1 Peter 5, 8-10 says, "Be sober-minded, be watchful. Your adversary, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, seeking someone to devour. Resist him, firm in your faith, knowing that the same kinds of suffering are being experienced by your brothers throughout the world. And after you have suffered for a little while, the God of all grace, who has called you to His eternal glory in Christ, will Himself restore, confirm, strengthen, and establish you." Now, since you have been called to eternal glory, don't lose your blessing over a momentary sinful pleasure. It's not worth it. The Lord Jesus purchased the church with His own blood and looks at her as His bride. Ephesians 5, 25-27 says that Christ loved the church and gave Himself up for her, that He might sanctify her, having cleansed her by the washing of water with the Word, so that He might present the church to Himself in splendor, without spot or wrinkle or any such thing, that she might be holy and without blemish. Jesus cleansed and made the church holy. He wants to present His people in splendor on the last day. The Lord Jesus didn't cleanse and make you holy so that you could return to a holy and an unholy and worldly life of sin. Now, because the church is holy, each Christian should be holy. Peter said in 1 Peter 2, 11-12, "Beloved, I urge you as aliens and strangers to abstain from fleshly lusts which wage war against the soul. Keep your behavior excellent among the Gentiles, so that in the thing which they slander you as evildoers, they may, because of your good deeds as they observe them, glorify God in the day of visitation." If we allow sin to dominate us, the world will slander us as evildoers and look down upon our God. But if we live morally excellent lives, people will praise and glorify God because of it. 1 Corinthians 6, 19-20 says, "Or do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit within you, whom you have from God? You are not your own, for you were bought with a price. So glorify God in your body." Corinth was a city known for its sexual immorality of all kinds. They degraded their bodies and spread disease through their lustful acts. A Christian's body is a temple of the Holy Spirit. Christians stay away from sexual sin because they know their bodies belong to God. They pursue a virtuous life because sexual purity glorifies God. They save themselves for marriage as a gift to God and a gift to their spouse. Sadly, some Christians don't live up to what they believe. They speak out against the very sin that they practice secretly. Romans 2, 21-24 says, "You then who teach others, do you not teach yourself? While you preach against stealing, do you steal? You who say that one must not commit adultery, do you commit adultery? You who abhor idols, do you rob temples? You who boast in the law, dishonor God by breaking the law. For as it is written, the name of God is blasphemed among the Gentiles because of you. When people's lives conflict with their message, they cause the Lord to be shamed rather than praised. Whether we honor God with our lives will determine how God looks at us. 2 Timothy 2, 19-22 says, "But God's firm foundation stands, bearing this seal, the Lord knows those who are His, and let everyone who names the name of the Lord depart from iniquity." Now in a great house, there are not only vessels of gold and silver, but also of wood and clay, some for honorable use and some for dishonorable. Therefore, if anyone cleanses himself from what is dishonorable, he will be a vessel for honorable use, set apart as holy, useful to the master of the house, and ready for every good work. So flee youthful passions and pursue righteousness, faith, love, and peace, along with those who call on the Lord from a pure heart. Now, why is this important? Well, it's important because we'll spend eternity somewhere, either in glory or in regret. We're just a vapor that appears for a little while in this life, and we must keep our focus on the Lord and on living eternally with Him in glory. 2 Corinthians 4, 16-18 says, "So we do not lose heart, though our outer self is wasting away. Our inner self is being renewed day by day. For this light momentary affliction is preparing for us an eternal weight of glory beyond all comparison, as we look not to the things that are seen, but to the things that are unseen. For the things that are seen are transient, temporary, but the things that are unseen are eternal." Where will you spend eternity? Will it be in the glory of God? Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, we're so grateful to be Your children. We know, Father, that You have sent Your Son, Jesus, to die for our sins. And Father, we pray that we may live lives that are worthy of our calling, to love You always and to do Your will. In Jesus' name, amen. One day in the future, the Lord Jesus will return to this earth. He'll come in great glory. The Lord said in Matthew 16:27, "For the Son of Man is going to come in the glory of His Father with His angels, and will then repay every man according to his deeds." The second coming of the Lord Jesus will be unmistakable. Revelation 1:7 says that every eye will see Him. But it's the purpose of His coming that to me is remarkable. 2 Thessalonians 1 and verse 10 reminds us that Jesus is coming on that day to be glorified in His saints and to be marveled at among all who have believed, because our testimony to you was believed. The Lord Jesus will be glorified in His saints. Their lives demonstrated faith, and that faith will praise Him. Do you believe? Does your life glorify God? Peter described himself in 1 Peter 5:1 as a partaker in the glory that is going to be revealed. When Jesus is revealed in glory, we as Christians will get to share in that glory. The Lord Jesus said in John 12:26, "If anyone serves me, he must follow me, and where I am, there my servant will be also. If anyone serves me, the Father will honor him." If you live so as to glorify God in this life, God will honor you in the life to come. To honor the Lord Jesus, place your faith in Him. Trusting Him means listening to and following His Word. Trusting the Lord involves loving Him, repenting of sin, turning to what is right, confessing Jesus Christ as the Son of God, and being baptized into Jesus Christ. Now, just as we must believe and repent, so we must be baptized in order to be saved. The Lord Jesus said in Mark 16:16, "He who has believed and has been baptized shall be saved, but he who has disbelieved shall be condemned." Won't you obey Him today? We hope today's study about glorifying God has blessed you. If you live in the United States, we offer a free printed copy of this message. Mail your request to In Search of the Lord's Way, Post Office Box 371, Edmond, Oklahoma 73083. Or send an email to searchtv@searchtv.org. Or you can call the Search office toll free at 1-800-321-8633. Now, if you live outside the United States, you can download our material or watch the program online at our website, searchtv.org, and on YouTube. We also offer free Bible correspondence courses. We won't ask you for money or put you on a list. Yes, you can find us on YouTube. Subscribe to our channel, Search TV Ministry, and like the programs. Please worship and get involved with the Church of Christ. As always, we want to say to you, God bless you, and we love you from all of us at In Search of the Lord's Way.